News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The White House says that U.S. Special Forces tried to rescue journalist James Foley and others being held hostage by ISIS militants. There are also reports now that a manhunt is underway for the man who beheaded Foley. Let's get more on that from Fox News reporter Leland Vittert.
The focus is shifting to the other man in this video, the execution video of James Foley. They're looking into his killer. The Guardian newspaper reports he is a British national, allegedly from London, who goes by the name John and is part of an ultra-radical group of ISIS fighters operating inside Syria. He was reportedly the ringleader in a ransom swap for 11 other Islamic State hostages. And the New York Times now reports that ISIS offered to free Foley for $100 million, among other demands, but that the White House would not negotiate with terrorists.
Phil Balboni is Foley's former employer at Global Post, and he says they also tried to reach out to spare Foley's life.
Obviously, we hoped and prayed that that would not be the case, and we communicated quickly, or as quickly as we could, with the captors, pleaded with them for mercy.
Apparently, this White House rescue attempt had focused on an area of Syria, but it turns out the hostages weren't being held there. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is promising a thorough civil rights investigation into the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. Holder arrived in Ferguson, Missouri yesterday. He met with some family members and protesters. Police Captain Ron Johnson says things were more peaceful last night in part because of the weather. It was raining and there were fewer demonstrators on the streets.
Just like Tuesday night. Tonight we deployed no smoke, no tear gas, and no mace.
Four people were hurt in a car crash in Stratford yesterday afternoon. This happened when a car and a pickup truck collided around 3 in the afternoon on Highway 153. It was a head-on crash. The pickup truck driver suffered serious injuries and is in St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. The driver and two passengers in the car suffered minor injuries. They were high schoolers on their way to volleyball practice. No names have been released, and the investigation is ongoing, including which vehicle crossed the center line. The UW Board of Regents will decide today whether to request another $95 million in taxpayer funding over the next 2 years.
University of Wisconsin system officials say they need more tax dollars in order to help pay for the school's new talent development initiative to create new STEM-related jobs, science, technology, engineering, and math. The UW also says it needs to boost the number of graduates while reducing the time to receive a degree. System officials say the 26 campuses need to preserve academic quality. Governor Scott Walker told state agencies last month not to expect any increase in tax funding in the next budget that he would propose in February, that is, if he gets reelected this November. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new college school year is about to begin. UW Stevens Point officials say they want to cut down and prevent sexual assault and abuse on campus. Dean of Students Troy Sepult says they're stepping up their education efforts. He says part of the solution is solving these problems before they start.
We, this year, are requiring both incoming new first-year and transfer students, basically any new student to the university, to do an online education program that talks both about alcohol and sexual assault.
Students and parents will see more about that program when move-in begins on campus next week. The man who was shot after coming at Plover police with a knife is now being held on high cash bond, $100,000, for 33-year-old Brent Lieberman of Manawa. He faces a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. He charged at the officer with a knife after a traffic stop. He'll be back in court for an initial appearance on September 2nd. Forbes magazine is out with the annual list of most valuable teams in the NFL. The Packers are ranked with the league's best fans based on television ratings, demand for tickets, and merchandise sales. The average NFL franchise is worth $1.43 billion. The Packers are just below that average at $1.375. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Meteorologist Justin Lowe says cloudy today with a chance of storms, particularly in the afternoon, mid and upper 70s. Storms likely tonight. Rain could be heavy at times with overnight lows 60 to 65 degrees. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device, text weather to 39327. That's from King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.